Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is truly another day that the Lord God himself has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, determined to be glad in it. For our God is a good God, and amen, 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 amen. He made this day for us, and he provided everything we need for this day. Hallelujah. To meet every need. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God. And it's tea time with Yeshua and me. And it's the language of the late bloomers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just encouragement. Hallelujah. And we're encouraging ourselves in the Lord. We're building our relationship with our Father. Hallelujah. Yes. And how do we do that? By getting into his word, spending time with it, just quiet time, just not saying anything. Friends. And just listen and fellowship. Oh, make it real personal. Hallelujah. And you know something? God loves it when we want to come and be in his presence. But there's something very, very special when God himself call you, beckon you, welcome you into his presence. Hallelujah. Have a relationship with your Father. And he desires your company. Hallelujah. Oh, seek him, and he'll show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Hallelujah. Where we seek it with all our heart. Yes. So the language of the late bloomers. Yes, real quickly, we'll talk about it. Talk about how there are things that we thought we could not do and we didn't do, and we feel that it's too late. If God has laid it on your heart and if he has brought it back to your mind, time for it. And you can do, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Do you believe that today? You know what we say often? We sit back and say, if I knew then what I know now. If. But guess what? You know now what you didn't know then. Hallelujah. Age is nothing but a number, my beloved sisters and brothers. Saints of the Most High God. This is the season, and now is the time. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Bond with him. Know his voice. Know his voice. His sheep. Know his sheep. Study the difference between the sheep and the lamb. His sheep. Know his voice. And another they won't follow. Hallelujah. Just want to bless the Lord. Father God, in the matchless name of Yeshua, we come giving you glory, blessing your name. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you that you minimized the storm, Almighty God, that was so rampant and going forth over the land this last night and continuing to go. We speak peace to that storm, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your mercy, your kindness, your love, your peace, your joy, your protection. We thank you for your wisdom for each day. We thank you that we can lean and depend on you. We thank you for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, and touching our heart, Almighty God, that we may perceive and obey. In Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for revelation knowledge. Holy Ghost, you're welcome. We thank you for granting traveling mercy, Almighty Father, hallelujah. Thank you for bringing peace, shalom, on the job, in the operating room, in the courtroom, Almighty God, in the places of decision. Almighty God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for favor wherever our name is, with you and with men. Almighty God, glorious Father, For you are the sovereign God, the absolute power and the absolute authority. You are the great creator. Hallelujah. Besides you, there is none other. Great and awesome is our God. Majesty on high. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You are he that swung the sun, the moon, and the stars, the planets. God, your wondrous work are so great that our minds cannot comprehend. Yet, if they sent your son and loved us so much, and we could see what it's like to be loved by you, and we could feel your touch through the power and through the body and the love of Yeshua, the Messiah. Thank you for filling us with your anointing power, Almighty God, with your Spirit, Heavenly Father, that we may walk among men and glorify you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Glory be to you. We thank and we read, Father, continue to give us understanding. Almighty God, glory be to you. We thank you for the understanding. We thank you for the in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Now we'll do as we always do. We'll read and hear what thus says the living God in his word. Hallelujah. In his sacred written word. Oh, we're at Psalm 24, starting at the 7th verse. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stand in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hear it. Hear. Hear the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7:13-14. Listen. Second Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Seek God, turn from our wickedness. It's in your hands, my brother. And well, there's nothing that I can do. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Right there. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we can. We can start right there. Hallelujah. It's a good place, an excellent place to start. Hallelujah. God is good. Jeremiah 29. And 11. Oh, yes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Listen. God is the one who has the plan, and he knows the thoughts that he has towards us. Listen. Jeremiah 29, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me and shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He will. Glory be to his name. He will. And we will. We will. We will. We will. We will find. He said, and I will be found of you. Hallelujah. Hear what the Lord is saying. Build up your trust. Build up your confidence in him, in the Almighty God, in the Almighty God. Build up your confidence. Read. Meditate on his word. Consecrate yourself. Present yourself to him that you want to be, you want to do. But you can do nothing outside of him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So true. And we, even now, will be able to do great and mighty things. We will be able to do great and mighty things. We will be able to do what? Great and mighty things. We will be able to do great and mighty things. Let's do Matthew 21, starting at the 18th verse. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. And he said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, listen, I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed to the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Did you hear that? And all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Hallelujah. That's in red. You can do it. You can stand on the word of the living God. You can trust him. Hallelujah. 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 Not doubting, not wavering. So we have to keep our mind fixed on him. Hallelujah. So those who consider themselves the late bloomers and just coming out, But we're remembering we have so much to offer. But as long as it's being guided by the Holy Ghost to the glory of God, little by little becomes greater and greater when we place it all in the Master's hands. There is no failure. You know, we may get so excited that we miss, that we don't hear and say, oh, how did that happen? I'm just a failure. But look, you learn. That's what we have learned, that we learn to stay close to God, not to be anxious for anything, knowing that we're in the hands of the Almighty God, that He is leading, guiding, and directing. We don't pay attention to the naysayers. There will always be naysayers. But we are developing ourselves more and more, that we become the shining light in the world of darkness, showing that it doesn't matter what time or season in your life, if God has ordained something, it's rattle time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's rattle time. Hallelujah. And it can be. And it shall be done. Disappointment, frustration is not of God. So He will keep our mind in perfect peace if we keep it focused and staying on Him. That's what this bonding time, bonding. Oh, glory to God. Oh, even on your job, nice and quiet, find a little place. You may never drink that hot cup of tea, or you somebody say, I don't drink tea, I drink coffee. You may, but the point is, spending intimate time with the Master. Hallelujah. Oh. Not only will He open doors, but we will have the character and the integrity not only to walk in, somebody else say, but to remain, hallelujah, glorifying our God, bringing Him honor and glory, little by little. We can think about all the things we did and messed up, but we can also think about how our God cleansed us from all unrighteousness, that we are a new creation, new DNA, hallelujah, new. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Oh, what an honor and a privilege to be loved by the Most High. Then we were going to meditate on Isaiah 53 and 2. Let's continue this. And it reads as follows. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. When you pass through the river, there will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Hallelujah. You go through the hardest, cast your eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be burned. First Peter 5. Cast your eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. God will meet you where you are in order to take where He wants you to go. What to say about that? When you place yourself in the Master, age is nothing but a number. To the younger one who said, I'm too young, nothing is too hard for them. Early bloomer, late bloomer. But you know, when it all said and done, only have blossom for the Almighty God. Glorified. Bloom of beautiful flowers. Oh God. God, I just want to pray. I thank you for welcoming us. Caught up on the tradition as much as the understanding, the will of the Lord. As the hope that we may walk, or whatever we feel holy and right. We can deceive ourselves. There are familiar spirits. So we want to please him the way he is pleased. And so lose a lot of energy. And end up realizing pleasing yourself and pleasing. And heaven pleased him. Read with understanding. Read, and how do we do this? We ask the Holy Spirit. When men say, oh, you're so good. Yeah, Jesus said he knew the heart of man. Don't get caught up in the hype now. I'm just baby. I'm just about my father's business. And that's what you need to be, too. Be a living water, a vessel for the Most High God. You know, it's amazing to me how we got so, we read how he has given us power and authority. And it has become perverted. We don't understand. Some are afraid of it. What happened? And I don't suspect that is as important as when you realize problem and an issue, and that we go to God and ask God by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Yeshua to give us understanding, clarity, and the strength to walk in his truth. Point blank. Point blank. I'm going to take this one moment. I met beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady on last week. Oh, and she sat down with me. And the moment that we had, she shared her life story with me. And this busy church, she was telling me the places that, beautiful place where she worked. And at that time, black women, not too many had the opportunity. And she said to me, she says, I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. I just want to tell you how good God is and how he protected me and how he provided for me. She got up, and just before, she's still driving, and she doesn't drive when it's at night, and she doesn't drive when it's raining. So today, I'm sure she's not driving, but her church members, her choir members, they call and check on her, and they'll pick her up and take her wherever she needs to go. And I mean, good people, good, good, good. It was just thrilled my heart to hear how well they treat her. One of the oldest members of the church, age-wise. And she got up and she looked at me. She says, you know, I'm 91. Getting ready to go to exercise class. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Our God is good and he's able. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Oh, we can do it. Oh, we can accomplish and we can still glorify our God. This precious saint is still singing in the choir. Jude 1:24-5. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present glory with exceedingly joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, oh God, both now and forever. Amen. Somebody the old glory be to his name. He's awesome. He's almighty. And we can do all things and glorify our God, which is in heaven. Amen. Bless you.